KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in Falls Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Accutan, Alaska.
You're listening to Statewide News from Alaska Public Media. I'm Ava White. International students in Alaska on education visas are among hundreds nationwide facing removal as the Trump administration's immigration crackdown continues. In a statement Monday, University of Alaska President Pat Pitney said four students affiliated with the University of Alaska Anchorage had their student visas revoked by the Trump administration without prior notice. Anchorage-based attorney and immigration law expert Margaret Stock says the administration isn't following the country's procedures around visas and deportation.
This is like totally illegal. Everybody, they know it's illegal, but they're figuring people aren't going to be able to fight it.
The federal government tracks and documents international students' activities with what's called a Student and Exchange Visitor Information System, or SEVIS record. Stock says the Trump administration is trying to get people to deport themselves by revoking their visas, terminating SEVIS records, or telling them directly to leave the country. She says there hasn't been a consistent reason given to students for the termination of their visas.
Lately, it's been other, with a vague reference to a criminal records check. So it sounds like they apparently went into some system and found the person had a ticket of some kind, or they got arrested for something, even if no charges were brought against them.
Stock says there are three options for students impacted. One is to simply leave the country. Another is to apply to get their SEVIS record reinstated, though Stock says the Trump administration is not approving reinstatements right now. A third option is to sue the federal government. In the university statement, Pitney described international students as, quote, vital members of our community, and we remain fully committed to supporting their success. She says so far, no students at the university's Fairbanks or Southeast campuses have been impacted. Alaska lawmakers are planning to name a park in honor of one of the signers of the Alaska Constitution. The Alaska Beacon reports on Monday, the Alaska House of Representatives voted 37-3 to name Shoup Bay State Marine Park in honor of Victor Fisher, who was the last living signatory to the Alaska Constitution when he died in 2023 at age 99. And if the Alaska Senate passes House Bill 79 and Governor Mike Dunleavy allows it to become law, the park would become Vic Fisher Shoup Bay State Marine Park. Fisher was active in state and local politics for decades, and as a member of the Alaska legislature in 1983, and sponsored the legislation that created Alaska's first 13 state marine parks. The Alaska Department of Natural Resources said that the name change could be done at no cost. The new name will be added to signs and other material during the ordinary schedule of replacement. This is Alaska Public Media.
The Alaska Morning News is brought to you in part by
Princess Lodges, offering glass-domed railcar tours to Talkeetna and Denali National Park for Alaska summer adventures. Your journey begins at princesslodges.com.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Lilly Endowment, a private foundation supporting NPR's coverage of religion and spirituality, and Jarl and Pamela Mohn, focusing on civil liberties, foster youth, public radio, and the arts.
This is Statewide News from Alaska Public Media. I'm Ava White. If Anchorage's closest active volcano blows, up to a quarter inch of ash from Mount Spur could cover the city and its many cars and trucks. So what can you do to protect your vehicle? Alaska Public Media's Hannah Floor asked a mechanic for advice.
James Trueblood holds up a pair of black, queen-sized pantyhose.
Let's give it a shot.
The rumor is they'll protect a car's engine from volcanic ash, a sort of pre-filter before the car's air filter. Trueblood owns JT Auto in South Anchorage. He says, I'm not the first person who's asked him about it, but it is the first installation he's done.
Where does it go? What ostensibly is it supposed to do? Is there a certain kind of pantyhose that is actually better?
Well, I've never done any studies to determine pantyhose, whether it's the black ones or the nude ones.
If a lot of ash particles make it past the engine's air filter, it can mess with the way a car runs and eventually damage the engine. That can happen while ash is falling or later when it gets kicked up on the roads. Trueblood's not sure the pantyhose will do a whole lot, but he says they can't hurt. He He pops the hood of my car and points to the long black snorkel thing, an air intake going from the front of the engine back to a black plastic box, the air filter cover. He says every car is different, but they all have that intake somewhere, and it'll lead you to the filter. He detaches the cover and pulls the filter out, then slides on the torso of the pantyhose. Then he folds the waistband over at the end to create a seal and tucks the legs along the back of the filter. He says it's important to secure any excess fabric,
because we don't want the legs flapping around inside the engine.
Pantyhose on, True Blood pops the plastic filter cover back in place. But then he takes it back off and slides off the pantyhose. He says they can't hold up long term to the continuous vacuum of the air filter.
Pantyhose just weren't meant for it for the long haul.
If you decide to use pantyhose, you should wait until Mount Spur erupts. If they deteriorate inside the engine, that's a whole new set of problems. But True Blood says he's not planning to get himself a pair. Instead, he's just going to keep a few spare air filters on hand.
I think the regular air filter is going to do the job.
If there's ash falling or a thick blanket on the ground and you have to drive, True Blood says pantyhose can help. But you can also just check your air filter afterward. He says knock it against your tire. If a lot of ash falls off, swap it out for a new one. And if you're driving through ash fall, whatever you do, don't turn your wipers on. The ash is made up of bits of minerals and rock, which can scratch windshields. If you need your wipers to see, True Blood recommends continuously spraying wiper fluid while they're on. If you run out, he says water is better than nothing. And he says those tiny particles are bad for the paint on a car, too.
Try not to brush the ash off of your paint with a snow brush, because that's the one thing we all have easily available. And that is not going to do us any good on the paint and the appearance of our car.
He says it's better to clean the car with a hose. And if you have a paint job you really care about, put the car in the garage with a cover on it and wait until it's all over. He says if there's a whole lot of ash on the ground, that's good advice in general.
Maybe our best choice is to stay at home, stay inside, and not drive through it.
Otherwise, he says, just pay a little extra attention to your car and it'll likely be fine. In Anchorage, I'm Hannah Floor.
Alaskans could soon have access to a new type of charitable gambling. The Alaska Beacon reports on Friday, the Alaska House of Representatives voted 35-2 to allow snow classics, a type of gambling game that involves guessing the amount of snow on the ground at a certain spot and a certain date and time. Snow classics are currently limited to a guessing game at Mount Alyeska, but if the Senate passes House Bill 50 and Governor Mike Dunleavy allows it to become law, organizations across the state would be allowed to hold them. This is Alaska Public Media.
When the little bluebird, who has never said a word, starts to sing, spring, spring. When the little bluebell in the bottom of the dell starts to ring, ding, ding. When the little blue clerk in the middle of his work starts a tune to the moon up above. It is nature, that's all, simply telling us to fall in love. And that's why birds do it, bees do it, even educated fleas do it. Let's do it, let's fall in love. In Spain, the best upper sets do it. Lithuanians, and let's do it, let's do it, let's fall in love. The Dutch in old Amsterdam do it, not to mention the Finns. Folks in Siam do it, think of Siamese twins. Some Argentines without means do it. People say in Boston even beans do it. Let's do it, let's fall in love. Romantic sponges, they say, do it. Oysters down in Oyster Bay do it. Let's do it, let's fall in love. Cold Cape Cod clams, gainst their wish, do it. Even jellyfish doing? Let's do it, let's fall in love. Electric eels, I might add, do it, though it shocks them, I know. Why ask if shad do it? Way to bring me shad roe in shallow shoals. English souls do it. Goldfish in the privacy of bowls do it. Let's do it. Let's fall in love.
Yeah, good morning and happy Wednesday, midweek, whatever you want to call it. The storm is around us. It looks like Sand Point's right in a, well, it's like a hurricane and we're in the eye of it. You know, it's a low pressure. It's going all around us. Out west has been hit. It's going to get hit a little bit longer here. It's not a good weather as far as that goes, but you got to look at it this way. Summer's going to come and spring's going to come pretty quick. Why do I know that? Because this is paradise. Coming up, we have Dolly Parton with Don't Call It Love. Eddie Arnold after that with Older and Bolder. Huh. It doesn't really ring true to me. Anyway, after that 7-year ache, and that's Rosanna Cash. Here's Dolly.
Nobody but
said no, that was good enough for me. But now I'm older and bolder and wiser than I used to be. Never stole a kiss from a pretty miss. Now I'm stealing constantly because I'm older and bolder and wiser than I used to be. Oh, the girls all say I'm a big bad wolf, 'cause I'm always howling round. And I huff and puff and I do my stuff till I blow their resistance down. So when we go out on a date tonight, well, you better watch out for me, because I'm older and bolder and wiser than I used to be. Treated gals like they were my pals. Now I'm acting differently because I'm older and bolder, wiser than I used to be. Couples in the park, cuddling in the dark, that was silly stuff to me. But now I'm older and bolder and wiser than I used to be. Oh, I got tongue-tied and I nearly died when I went on my first date. But the worm has turned, there's a lot I've learned. I'm a love school graduate. So when we go out on a date tonight, well, you better watch out for me, because I'm older and bolder, wiser than I used to be. I'm a little bit older and a little bit bolder and wiser than I used to be.
Trying to get home.
Yeah, next we have some a little bit of action from Kris Kristofferson, A Moment of Forever. Then George Jones on Second Thought. It's the second piece. And then Caliga, or Liga, whatever it is. And that's Hank Williams. Can't remember that song, so I have to play it for y'all. Was it wonderful for you? Was it holy as it was for me? Did you feel the hand of destiny that was guiding us together? You were young enough to dream. I was old enough to learn something new. I'm so glad that I got to dance with you for a moment of forever. Sometimes when you're crying, you're happy. Sometimes you're just crying, I know. Happens now. Ain't it nice to know that dreams still come true? I'm so glad that I was close to you for a moment of forever. Thank you.
Just lost the one in life that was my everything. Someone I took for granted cause she was here. Now what have I done to make her hate me so? But on second thought, what have I done to make her care? I never treated her like she was something special. Although my heart knows she really is, but she can't see how I feel if I don't show it. And on second thought, I guess I never did. I never treated her like she was something special. Although my heart knows she really is, but she can't see how I feel, I don't show. And on second thought, I guess I never did. And on second thought, I
yes, I never knew.
Elijah was a wooden Indian standing by the door. He fell in love with an Indian maid over in the antique store. Elijah just stood there and never let it show, so she could never answer yes or no. He always wore his Sunday feathers and held a Tommy Hall. The maiden wore her beads and braids and hoped someday he'd talk. Elijah, too stubborn to ever show a sign, because his heart was made of knotty pine. Poor old Elijah, he never got a kiss. Poor Elijah, he don't know what he missed. Is any wonder that his face is red? Elijah, that poor old wooden head. Never went nowhere. His heart was set on the Indian maid with the coal black hair. Elijah just stood there and never let it show, so she could never answer yes or no. And then one day a wealthy customer bought the Indian maid and took her oh so far away, but old Elijah stayed. Elijah just stands there as lonely as can be, and wishes he was still an old pine tree. Oh, Elijah, he never got a kiss. Oh, Elijah, he don't know what he missed. Is there any wonder that his face is red? Elijah, that poor old wooden head.
Yeah, we have Patti Loveless next with Here I Am, and then Dooley by the Dillards. And then what do we got next here? Earl Thomas Conley with I Have Loved You Girl, But Not Now. Here's Patti.
Don't do it, darling. Don't you dare look in there. You said you didn't want to see me, but you've been looking for me everywhere. And you know that you're gonna find me if you keep on drinking fast. 'Cause honey, I'm right there waiting on you at the bottom of your glass. And here I am. Darling, hard as you may try, you keep hearing the words you told me in everyone's goodbye. And you know that you're just one step from another one being gone. I know I've seen them all unravel, I've been watching it all along. Here I am.
One gal watched the boiler, the other watched his fan. And Mama caught bottles when old Dooley pinched him out. Dooley slipping up the holler, Dooley trying to make a dollar. Dooley, give me a swaller and I'll pay you back someday.
Ernest Tubb is next with us with So Round, So Firm, and So Fully Packed. You must be talking about a hamburger. Then Kenny Chesney after that with That's Why I'm Here. And then we have Louis Jordan with Is You or Is or You Ain't. Here's Ernest Tubb.
So round, so firm, so fully packed. That's my gal. So complete from front to back. That's my pal. Toasted by the sun. Well, I'm a son of a gun. If she don't make my 5 o'clock shadow, come around at one. You can bet your boots I'd walk a mile through the snow just to see her toothbrush smile. The mention on the radio, if you don't think she's a lot of fun, just ask a man that owns one. So round, so firm, so fully packed, that's my gal, oh Jimmy. So fully packed, that's for me. She's just like a money back guarantee. Like a boy fly goes for drink, like the Bobby Sox go for Frank, and just like Jesse James would go for money in the bank. From head to foot she's perfect size, she's a whiz, always wears a 45 gun, that is. She's got the looks that's so impressing. She's got the pulse that's so refreshing. So round, so firm, so fully packed, that's my gal, all in. Top hand, won't be long till she wears my brand. So round, so firm, so fully packed, that's my gal.
No, I ain't had nothing to drink. I knew that's probably what you think. If I drop by this time of night, remember way back when I promised you I'd drop in at one of those meetings down at the Y. They started talking about steps you take, mistakes you make, the heart you break, and the price you pay. I almost walked away. You could hear a pin drop when this old man stood up and said, I'm gonna say it again like I do every week. For those who don't know me, it's the simple things in life, like the kids at home and a loving wife, that you miss the most when you lose control. And everything you love starts to disappear. Devil takes your hand and says, no fear, have another shot, just one more beer. Yeah, I've been there, that's why I'm here. This old boy stood up in the aisle, said he'd been living a life of denial, and he cried as he talked about wasted years. I couldn't believe what I heard. It was my life word for word, and all of a sudden it was clear. It's the simple things in life, like the kids at home and a loving wife, that you miss the most when you lose control. And everything you love starts to disappear. The devil takes your hand and says, no fear, have another shot. Just one more beer, yeah, I've been there. That's why I'm here. I know for us it may be too late, but it would mean the world to me if you were there when I stand and say. It's the simple things in life, like a kid's at home and a loving wife, that you miss the most when you lose control. And everything you love starts to disappear. Devil takes your hand and says, no fear, have another shot. Just one more beer, yeah, I've been there. That's why I'm here. Oh, I've been there. That's why I'm here.
A gal who's always late anytime we have a date, but I love her, yes I love her. I'm gonna walk right up to her gate and see if I can get it straight, 'cause I want her. I'm gonna ask her, is you is or is you ain't my baby? Way you acting lately makes me doubt. You's is still my baby, baby. Seems my flame in your heart's done gone out. A woman is a creature that has always been strange. Just when you're sure of one, you'll find she's gone and made a change. Is you is or is you ain't my baby? Maybe baby's found somebody new. Or is my baby still my baby true?
Pam Tillis is next with Maybe It Was Memphis, and Kenny Rogers along with Dottie with Anyone Who Isn't Me Tonight. After that, Hank Williams Sr., Mornin' the Blues.
Standing I promise you, baby, that I'll be good and I'll never never be bad no more. I'm sitting here waiting for you right now to walk through that front door. Then I'll stop moaning, moaning the blues.
Past the city limit sign, where there's a honky-tonk near the county line. The joint starts jumping every night when the sun goes down. They got whiskey, women, music and smoke. It's where all the cowboy folk go to Bootscoot Boogie. I got a good job, I work hard for my money. When it's quitting time, I hit the door running, I fire up my pickup truck and let the horses run. I go flying down that highway to that hideaway, struck out in the woods to do the Bootscoot Boogie. Yeah, you told Dosino, come on baby, let's go Bootscoot. What'll it be? I want a shot of that redhead yonder looking at me. The dance floor's hopping and it's hotter than the 4th of July. I see outlaws and laws, crooks and straights, all out making it shake, doing the Bootscoot Boogie.
The Yunga Tribal Council is a proud sponsor of KSDP and Aleutian Peninsula Broadcasting. Thank you for your support.